Shalom to all. Today we're going to talk about Metziah Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel, Mishnah Dalet. And today's Mishnah is being learned because Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'Zecher Fein Reziva Kohagun, Bekarav Mamesh. And Mishnah Gimel tells us, Amar L'Shnayim, a fellow told two people, Reuven told Shimon and Levi, Gozalti L'Echem Mikem Mane, I stole a money from one of you, V'nidei Ez Mikem, and I don't know who I stole it from. Was it you, Reuven, or you, Shimon? Or a different case is, Avish L'Echem Mikem Evkili Mane, one of your fathers deposited a money by me, V'nidei Ezehu, and I don't know which one of your fathers gave me the money. He has to give each one a money, shahidim piatzma, because he admitted this on his own. And it's not only if he brought it up on his own, it could also be that each of these fellows came to him saying, you stole money from me. And the other guy says, you stole money from me. And he admitted, yes, I stole money from one of you, I just don't remember. Or each one of them said, my father deposited money by you, and my father deposited money by you. And he admitted, yes, one of your fathers deposited money by me, I just don't know which one. So in these cases, he would have to give each one of them a money, because again, he admitted this on his own. Moving on to Mishnah Dalet, onto another case, Shnaim Shefkidu Etzel Echad, two people deposited money by one guy. One person deposited a money, the other one deposited two money. And then when they both came to pick up their money, each one claimed that the 200 is his. The one who's watching it, he just gives each one of them a money, and the remaining amount, meaning this last money, is put to the side, and we wait for Eliyahu Navi to come to clarify who it really belongs to. However, Amar Rabbi Yasi says, in Cain, if this is what you're going to do, Mayav Sada Ramai, what is the Ramai, the swindler, the cheater, what does he lose? Because obviously one of these guys here is lying, and he's just trying to get the two money for himself. And if we're going to really do like what the Tanakhama says, he doesn't lose anything. He comes up to the one who's watching it, claims that the 200 is his. If it's actually given to him, then that's great. He just walked away with an extra 100. And if not, if it's going to be put to the side until we could figure out who it really belongs to, but that guy is still going to walk away with his money that he originally deposited, so he doesn't lose anything by making this false claim. El rather, Rabbi Yossi says, I call ye munachat shevel yo. Everything, all 300 is going to be put to the side until Yohanan Navi comes, and that way the Ramah is going to be dissuaded from trying to make this false claim because he at least wants to get his money, and therefore he's not going to say this. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow's Mishnah Hay and Vav. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.